You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Review Nito BotVac Connected. A reasonable robot vacuum for a reasonable price. Rating 8 out of 10. Price $700. By Adrian So. With robot vacuums, as with everything else in life, you get what you pay for. It boggles the mind and the wallet to say that $700 is a reasonable price to pay for great cleaning capabilities and a heretofore unprecedented level of control. And yet, here we are. Cheaper BotVacs don't always have the necessary engineering for a thorough automated clean. But paying a higher price for a robot that spends most of its time lurking under the couch gives me hives. If you're willing to deal with a few quirks, the BotVac Connected is the best way to not shell out almost four figures for a thorough, reliable clean. Like the lower-priced model in the same line, the Nito BotVac Connected is simple to use. Plug in the home base and set the BotVac to charge. Meanwhile, download the app on your phone and pair it to the BotVac. Name it, I chose Mitchell, and you're ready to go. Also, like the D5, the Connected is compatible with Amazon Alexa, Google Home, IFTTT, and Facebook's chatbot. Personally, I found the iPhone app, it's also available on Android, to be a great way to interact with the vacuum, mostly because the Connected offers something that no other vacuum in this price range does. Yes, folks, that's right. Mitchell has manual control. Select manual from your cleaning options. You can also select house and spot cleaning modes, and a bunch of directional buttons pop up on the app. Most robot vacuums in this price range are completely automated. Usually, it's only the cheaper models that are expected to work like the love child of a drone and a dustbuster. Personally, I find manual control so much more convenient to clean with a few swipes on my phone instead of wrestling the pushvac out of the closet. Navigationally speaking, Mitchell is also much smarter than the D5. While the D5 dinged all our furniture in doorways, even trapping itself inside a bedroom, Mitchell's movements are noticeably more cautious and deliberate. It helps that, unlike the D5, he has mapping capabilities. You can check each cleaning map in the app's cleaning summary, zooming in on the BotVac's home base and any areas that it might have gotten stuck. The app warns that if you move Mitchell while he's cleaning, the map may be inaccurate. Some of the maps looked straight up bonkers, and I'm not sure it was entirely my fault. Even when I didn't move the vac, some maps showed a bedroom as being bigger than my entire living room and kitchen, or that a bedroom was behind the bathroom instead of next to it. It's imperfect, but I found it was good enough to let me monitor Mitchell in his cleaning journey. Also, as with the D5, the app accumulated a history of square footage cleaned and time spent cleaning. It took 2.5 hours to charge the Connected to full power and a little less than 2 hours of runtime to run the battery down to 10% in turbo mode, which was maximum strength for maximum pickup. It took Mitchell between 45 minutes to 1 hour and 15 in turbo mode to clean between 300 and 500 square feet of my one-story toddler, baby, and double dog haired abode. In turbo mode, I measured him as generating about 70 decibels worth of noise, which is the volume at which most people watch television. It's loud but endurable for the 45 minutes that it took to clean after dinner. He also has a quieter, longer eco mode, which measures at a more reasonable 60 decibels, but I preferred getting the vacuuming over as quickly as possible. Certain operational quirks felt clunky. In my experience, the Roomba's virtual walls are so much better at partitioning off areas than Nido's magnetic strips. The strips don't curve around problem areas, like the cord jungle under my nightstand, and it's all too easy for toddlers, dogs, or visitors to move them unintentionally. Bizarrely, the button to tell Mitchell to return to the dock only becomes active after he's passed the base three times. Before then, you can't push it. If I just wanted to spot clean, I had to stop him, pick him up, and return him to the dock myself. Mitchell's main cleaning brush gets tangled by long human hair more often than I liked. Fortunately, he comes with his own tiny detangling brush. He also has a voracious appetite for bigger debris. Many times I didn't notice that Mitchell had snacked on small vulnerable items until I noticed him making ominous clanking sounds as he meandered across the room. Finally, Mitchell's movements can be obtrusive. Mitchell approaches obstacles and rears up at them to clear them, engine whirring, levering his clunky body in the air and thunking it back down to the ground. His movements, if not his appearance, remind me of an at-at walker. For what it's worth, my infant and toddler are more afraid of Mitchell than they are of any robot vacuum that I've tested so far. Is it worth it? Plunking down $700 for a robot vacuum, heck, for anything, is a tough call. A $200 robot vacuum might be appealing budget-wise, but limited suction and middling navigational capabilities mean that those work best for people who want light maintenance cleaning. That is to say, people with not that much to clean to begin with. If, however, your robot vacuum is the only thing left standing between you and complete domestic chaos, the Connected offers the most functionality for the most reasonable price. It has features like manual control that far more extravagantly priced models are missing. And any clunkiness aside, the Connected really cleans. After he's done, our floors look just as clear and dog hair free as if I've sweated over them with a push vacuum. In that most important respect, Mitchell has become a true friend.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.